So, Bill, I wanted to review a few of the points that we made on Monday and then try to see if we can move with that same line of reasoning a little bit further. And what I'd like to begin with is to try to get a sense of what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And you recall, just to review, the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Chavav Amud Beis and Chav Zayin Amud Aleph records a machlokes between Rav Papi and Rav Papa, which is the same as a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. And the question is converting a Beis Knesses to a Beis HaMedrash or the reverse. And the Gemara says that this machlokas depends upon how to interpret a pasuk in Tanakh. The pasuk there, which is referring to our enemies who are burning the Beis Hashem, but in that pasuk it says bayis gadol. And the question is, what is this bayis gadol? How do I identify it? According to one Manti Omar, it's a reference to Beis HaKnesses. According to another Manti Omar, it's a reference to a Beis HaMedrash. And the Gemara originally doesn't know who holds what, Chad Omar and Chad Omar, and then the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who says that Bayis Gadol is Bayis Shemegadlin Bo Torah, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that Beis HaMedrash and Megadlin Bo Torah is greater than a Beis HaKnesses. That's the bayis gadol. So you're allowed to take a Beis HaKnesses and transform it into a Beis HaMedrash, but not the reverse. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan holds that bayis gadol is Makom Shemegadlin Bo Tefillah. And therefore Beis HaKnesses is considered gadol, and therefore you're allowed to transform a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, but not the reverse. That's what we have in the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Chav Zayin. So the question is, can we get a grasp, sink our teeth into this machlokas and figure out what they're arguing about? I mean, obviously they're arguing how to interpret this pasuk by his gadol, but what's the deeper meaning or the root, the source of their machlokas? So I'd like to begin by analyzing the shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which is also the shita of Rav Papi. And that is that Beis HaMedrash is greater than a Beis HaKnesses. And in order to analyze that, I would like to read with you two Rambans. Both Rambans are in his commentary on the Torah, and both of them touch on what I consider the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. And I feel that if we get a grasp, an insight into what is the essence of the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, then we can begin to weigh the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, both vying, so to speak, for the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. So what is the essence, the yesod of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash? The Ramban, in his commentary on Sefer Shmos, Parshas Truma, says the following. And this you'll see, if you have the Mar Makomos pages for today, the two sides, you'll see this on page 1, and it should be the third source on your page. It was already on the pages that I gave you on Monday, but I made a few minor brush-ups. Not significant, but nevertheless makes it a little easier. The Ramban says that the Aron which housed the Luchos HaBris, the what's called the Aron HaEdus, is critical, is central to the whole process and the Kedusha of Mishkan. And why is that so? Says the Ramban, L'chein tziva t'chila al dvar mishkan, she'yia lo bayis besocham. There should be, so to speak, a house and abode for the Almighty in the midst of the Jewish people, mekudosh l'shmo, that's dedicated, sanctified for His name. What is it about this bayis that is so unique? Sham yidaber Moshe. That's where God is going to communicate with Moshe. V'tziva v'yitzaves b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe in turn will transmit the mandate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to b'nei Yisrael. V'hinei, ikar ha-chefetz b'mishkan. So where is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashrei shechina? Obviously it's in the Mishkan, but specifically if we can pinpoint a certain concentration, if you will, of the Ashras HaShechina, so that the Shekhinah will communicate with Moshe, and Moshe will transmit it to Bnei Yisrael. Says the Ramban, Ikar HaChefetz B'Mishkan, the main purpose, the thrust of the Mishkan, the goal of the Mishkan, is Makom Menuchas HaShekhinah. Where is the place that the Shekhinah will come down and will reside there? And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will communicate to Aaron, to Moshe. Hu HaAaron, the place that I identify, says the Ramban, as the Menuchas HaShekhinah is the Aron. And that's what the Torah means when it says, V'no'arati l'cha sham, there we will have a rendezvous, a vad, that's what we call, the Migdash is always called a base vad. V'dibarti itcha me'al ha-kaporis. The kaporis was right next to the Aron. Al-Kain, and there the Ramban wants to answer a question, that in the Seder of the Kelim, of the Mishkan, what comes first is the Aron. The Tzivui is on the Aron. Again, there are a lot of discrepancies between the original Tzivui, which is in Perek Chaf Hei, and later on in Parshas Vayakel, exactly in what order they brought the Kelim into the Mishkan. And the Ramban has a great deal to say about that. But in any event, here in Parshas Truma, what gets first dibs? The Aron. V'soda mishkanu shiye kavod asher shochen al har Sinai shochen olav benistar. In other words, there was a public demonstration of the kvod hashchina at the time of Har Sinai that was accessible to everyone. Everyone saw it, and then in a very private place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when the Aron, that's where the Shechina came down in the Mishkan. And the essence of the Mishkan is to replace the covenant of the Shechina of Har Sinai, and the Chefetz of the Mishkan is Makom Menuchas HaShechina. Shechina is the essence of the Mishkan and its Kedusha. We'll soon see that the Rambam has a different view of what the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is. And now I want to fast forward to the Ramban in Parshas Vayeschanan. The Ramban says al derech hapshat, again very similar to what he says in Parshas Truma. Ki v'asisa l'cha aron eitz, what is the first sivui to Moshe in the Mishkan is the Aron. Ha'isa mitzvah rishona v'asu aron atzei shitim, ki hi ikar hakavana b'chol ha-mishkan. The Aron is the main objective, the main purpose of the Mishkan. It's very interesting, you know, there's so many Kelim in the Mishkan, and each one has its own roles and contribution, and we could say so much about the menorah and the shulchan, and we could talk about the Avodas HaKarbonos and the Lechem Aponim, etc., etc., but the Ramban identifies the Iker Kavana B'chol HaMishkan as the Aron, that's the Mitzvah Rishona. Not just first in sequentially, but first in priority, in the singular nature of the Aron and its role. Lios Hashem Yoshev HaKruvim, there the Shekhinah is going to reside between the Kruvim on top of the Aron. And therefore, Hine Hizkir Lo HaMitzri Shona Shebe'inyan HaMishkan V'Hakol Tolui Ba. Everything depends upon the Aron. And I wrote here, if you're interested, a little bit of a footnote here to embellish these Rambans, and you have to be careful about how you vocalize, you know, and put the vowels here. There's a Mekadesh. What is the Mekadesh of the Beis HaMikdash? What engenders the Kedusha into the, penetrates the Kedusha into the Beis HaMikdash according to the Ramban? Anybody? The Ara. The Ara Na'edus. The Beis HaMikdash is a makam, a miyuchan for the Aron, and the Aron contains the Edus, the Luchos HaBris, the Torah itself. And Rav Soloveitchik once told us in the name of his father that the Shem Aron, why is it called an Aron? What is the essence of the Aron in its name? It's Aron HaEdus. When the Luchos are in the Aron, then it has the status of the Aron HaEdus. And then the Migdash is sanctified through the Aron, through what we call the Aron HaEdus. Is Rabbosai, I have a kasha. If the Mekadesh of the Beis HaMikdash is the Aron, then what conclusion do I derive about a Beis HaMikdash without an Aron? It has no Kedusha. Excellent. What do we do with Bayis Shem? So first of all, before we address that question, I want to show you something fascinating about the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Gemara establishes in Masechta Menachos, on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, that there's a machlokes between Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda regarding the question of the punishment for entering into the Kodesh Kadoshim, with the exception, of course, of the Kohen Gadol, B'Yom HaKippurim, when he goes Lifnai V'Lifnim. And according to the Sheet of the Chachamim, anywhere you show up in the Kodesh Kadoshim, you're chayv and onesh. But not all the locations within the Kodesh Kadoshim are of equal status. And he says the following. Once you go into the Mechitza, you enter into the Kodesh Kadoshim, you're chayv malchus. But if you go close to the Kapores, where the Pasuk says, Al Pnei HaKapores, that's referring to the place where the Aron is, then you're chayav misa. Rabbi Yehuda says that Kol HaHechal Kulo Ubi Beis LaParoches BeArboim Vel Pnei HaKapores BeMisa. Also, what I told you before is the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry. The Shitas Chachomim is that wherever you go, you're chayav misa. But Rabbi Yehuda says that the Makom HaAron has a special status. We would call it in brisket terminology a chaloshem kedushas makom aron. And how does that special status of kedushas makom aron express itself? In the chi of misa. The Torah is so machmir with regard to that spot that's considered al pnei hakapores, which is lefnei aron, that you're chai of misa for going there. And I would say beyond that, even according to the Chachamim, who say that you're not going to distinguish between that makom as far as the onesh is concerned, nevertheless, even the Chachamim agree there's a chaloshem pnei akapores lufnei aron. And how do I know this? Because on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes lufnei v'lifnim, The avoda is performed exactly in that spot, with the akaporis, right in front of the Aron. That spot in the Kodesh Kadoshim is the central spot, because the Shechina comes v'no adati l'chasham bein akruvim in the Makom HaAron. But Avi's asking, what about Bayis Sheni? So with regard to Bayis Sheni, we have to really study a lot of sugyas and Rambams, but I'm going to just give you the tip of the iceberg. And, you know, l'kshayarchiv, v'mirtz Hashem, maybe we can talk about it at another time. Shlomo HaMelech, who built the first bayis, knew very well, this is a sugya at the end of the second Perek Yuma, that ultimately the Aron was going to be removed from the Beis HaMikdash. And what did he do? He built a place, he dug down below the Makom HaMikdash. And by the way, this has nothing to do with Spielberg. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. But and he dug down, and that's where he set up a place that after the Churban, the Aron should be hidden there, Begniza. And that place is somehow Mechuvan. It really corresponds to the spot where the Aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim during the time of Beis HaMikdash Rishon. And therefore, even though the physical Aron was missing and it wasn't visible in the Bayis Sheni, nevertheless the Kedushas HaAron and the Kedushas Makom HaAron was still absolutely intact even during Bayis Sheni. And this would explain how the Ramban could on the one hand identify the Kedushas Mikdash and the Mekadesh of Mikdash as the Aron, and at the same time recognize that the Bayis Sheni still had the Kedushas Mikdash, even though the Aron wasn't visible, but it was there, Begniza. And again, as I said, this is a long, long discussion. What I want to ask you is the following. What would the Rambam say about a Beis HaMikdash without an Aron? Or to reformulate the question, what is the essence of a Beis HaMikdash and what is the yesod of its sanctity, of its kedusha? So I want to begin with the Rambam at the beginning, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, which is the second source on your page. We had it already before. The Rambam says, you know what the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is? He doesn't mention the Aron. He doesn't mention the Pasuk Vinoadity. He says, Mitzasei Lasos Bayis Lashem. What does it mean to dedicate a house Lashem, which we want to talk about at great length? Is Muchan Lios Makrivim Boa Karbonos. The essence of the Kedushas HaBayis is the Mizbeach, is the place where we bring Karbonos. And that's the avoda that was obviously implemented by the Kohanim, and especially by the Kohen Gadol. But we, Bnei Yisrael, bring our korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. That's in terms of Korban Yochid. And a Korban Tzibur is brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael on the Mizbeach. And that itself defines the very essence of the Beis HaMikdash and its sanctity, according to the Rambam. And I'd like to present two nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Ramban, one we've already mentioned. What would be the status of a Beis HaMikdash without an Aron? Let's say the Aron wasn't Begniza, and it's gone. According to the Ramban, there's no Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, as long as we have the Mizbeach, and we have a Makon HaMuchan LaAvodas HaKorbanos, we have the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. Second nafkamina. What would be if I didn't have a Mizbeach? A Beis HaMikdash without a Mizbeach? Again, I'm not entering into the question of whether you could bring Karbonos without a Mizbeach. That's a different issue. But fundamentally, if you didn't have a possibility of bringing Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, if the Makom was Mekudosh B'Toras V'Noadati Sham Hashras HaShchina, to replace the Shechina from the Har Sinai, but it's lacking the possibility of Avodas HaKorbanos. What would the Ramban say about such a Beis HaMikdash? It has the Kedusha of Mikdash. What would the Rambam say about that? It doesn't have the Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. And if this be the case, Rabbosai, perhaps we can answer our original question. What is the Machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi on the one end and Rabbi Yochanan on the other, between Rabbi Papi and Rabbi Papa, about which Kedusha is greater? The Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses or the Kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash? Let's begin with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Which of the two Rishonim, I mean, you have a 50% chance of getting this right, between the Rambam and the Ramban,
In English, we would say Maimonides and Nachmanides, right? Which Rishon do I want to pick up first if I want to wave the banner of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and assume that a Beis HaKnesses has a Kedusha that supersedes that of a Beis HaMedrash? I meant to say Rabbi Yochanan. I said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, sorry. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Papa. Which sheet in the Rishonim? The Rambam. Because the Rambam would maintain, and we discussed this at great length, that the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a replacement. It's only almost a duplicate of the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. Because the Avoda that was performed at the time of the Beis HaMikdash is now performed, albeit in a different form, in a different shape, in the Beis HaKnesses. And that Avoda is the Avoda Satfilah. And I collected for you a few Rambams to sort of illustrate this. At the bottom of your page one, the Rambam says at the very beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, Mitzvah Saseh Lispal B'chol Yom. But from what pasuk does the Rambam derive the obligation, one of the Taryag, to be Mispalel? Shenemer v'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem mipi Hashmua lomdu avoda zui tefillah. Our substitute for the avodas hakarbonos is a different form of avoda, but nevertheless it's avoda, and that is called tefillah. Ezi avoda shebelev zui tefillah, says the Rambam. And therefore it's not coincidental that the Gemara establishes in Masechta Brachos that Tfilos Keneged Karbonos Tiknum. And the Rambam codifies this in Perek Aleph Milchus Tfila Alocha Hei, which is at the end of your page. Vechein Tiknu Shehei Minyan HaTfilos Keminyan HaKarbonos Shtei Tfilos Tchol Yom Keneged Shnei Tmidim Karbon Musaf Tiknubo Keneged Karbon Musaf. And he goes on, Tfilas Arvis, Keneged the Pidorim that were burnt from the Karbonos, from the Karbon Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim. And Rabosu, we had a long discussion, if you recall, that there are unique halachos in Tfilah that don't appear anywhere else except in Hilchas Karbonos. And if you turn to page 2, the Rambam says, in Perek Yud Aleph Halach Aleph, if you have 10 Jews together, you're obligated to designate a bias, she konsubo, for what purpose? Litfila. Whenever there's a need for tfila, we have to establish a Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, according to the Rambam, we can summarize that basically a Beis HaKnesses is so similar to the Beis HaMikdash in that both are sanctified for the purpose of avoda, in the case of Beis HaMikdash for the avodas hakorbanos, in the case of the Beis HaKnesses for the purpose of avodas hatfilah, which is avodas shebelev. And therefore we begin to appreciate the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is greater than the Kedusha Beis HaMedrash, because the avoda is in the Beis HaKnesses. Torah, maybe a greater mitzvah than tefillah, but nevertheless, Torah is not avoda in the framework of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore Torah cannot replace the Beis HaMikdash. Mashe'enkein, in the case of a Beis HaKnesses, which is designated for tefillah, which is avoda, the Beis HaKnesses is basically a spin-off, a replacement, if you will, of the Beis HaMikdash, and shares its sanctity. And in that sense, Rabbi Yochanan insists that you cannot take a Beis HaKnesses and convert it into a Beis HaMedrash, because that would be Horadas HaKedusha. However, if we go back to the Shitas HaRamban, which we saw at great length, that the essence of Kedushas Migdash is the Aron, is the Ashras Hashchin in the Aron. And the Aron is only an Aron because it houses the Shtei Luchos HaBris. That means it's the host, if you will, for the Torah itself. Now we can understand the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi maintains that the Kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash is superior to that of the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses, because the dafka the Beis HaMedrash is what replaces the Kedushas Migdash. Every Beis Medrash is really, shall we say, a miniature of the Aron that houses the Luchos HaBris. The Beis HaMedrash is dedicated to Torah, and therefore it has a superior status to that of the Beis HaKnesses, which is dedicated to Tefillah. The only problem with this pshat is how to work this out with the Rambam himself. And if you'll take a look at the Rambam on the second page of Yemar Makomo, Silchus Tefillah Perek Yud Aleph, this time Halacha Yud Dalid, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mutar lasos beis haknesses beis hamedrash. Avol beis hamedrash asur lasoso beis haknesses. And the Rambam spells it out for us. Shekedushas beis hamedrash yisera al kedushas beis haknesses umaylin bekodesh velo moridin. And here we're stuck with a contradiction. On the one hand, we're suggesting that according to the Rambam, Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses are identical, they share the same Kedusha, they're both designated for the Avodah, whether it's the Avodah HaKarbonos, the Avodah HaTefillah. And on the other hand, the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash is superior to that of the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. And perhaps, and I think Alan mentioned this, and I think maybe Avi mentioned it the other day, maybe Yechiel, you also were on that line of reasoning, that at this point we have to expand within the framework of the Rambam sheet to the definition of Avodah. That Avodah is not limited to Tefillah, but that Avodah incorporates Torah and the study of Torah as well. And the basis for that is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs that we mentioned over and over again. The Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh Hey says that V'avadatem includes Avodah Zui Talmud, the study of Torah, and Avodah Zui Tefillah. And therefore, Beis HaKnesses is not limited to the Avodah of Tefillah. A Beis HaKnesses is, shall we say, has a broader scope, and included in the Avodah of a Beis HaKnesses is also the Avodah of Torah. And therefore, if we integrate Torah study into the framework of Avodah, if we classify Torah study as Avodah, then we could say that the Beis HaMedrash has the Kedushas Migdash, insofar as it's Miyuchad LiAvodah, and it has the superior element of the Beis HaKnesses, because the Beis HaKnesses has... The Beis HaKnesses is limited to one facet of Avodah, namely to Tefillah, whereas a Makom Torah, a Makom which is a Beis HaMedrash, has both the entire scope of Avodah. And the raya to this is the Gemara that we studied on Daf Chesam and Aleph in Brachos, that the Gemara says that Abaye decided to daven not as his original custom was in a Beis HaKnesses, but rather to move his tefillah over to the place that he learns, the place that he studies. And the reason for that is that the Beis HaMedrash is dedicated to Avodah in the broadest sense of the term. It's makif, it's all-inclusive, it's comprehensive. It has both the Avodah of tefillah and the Avodah of the Torah study. And that's why if you have a choice where you should daven, the best place, the ideal place is to daven in a place which is miyuchad and has the sanctity of the full-fledged, full-blown avodah of both tefillah and Talmud Torah, namely in a Beis HaMedrash. And if we flip it around, according to the Ramban, that the Kedushas HaMikdash is to be identified, the Mekadesh is the Torah itself, the Luchos HaEdus in the Aron, then we understand very well the Shita of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, namely, that the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is superior, it exceeds that of a Beis HaKnesses, because what is Mikdash? Mikdash is Torah. The Mekadesh of the Beis HaMikdash is Torah. And therefore, the Beis HaMedrash, insofar as it's Miyuchad, for Torah, it has the Kedushas Mikdash. It's got a, it becomes a replacement of the Luchos HaEdus. And Dafka, the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, becomes difficult in that context. Why, according to the Ramban, does Rabbi Yochanan give superior status to the Beis HaKnesses that's Miyuchad to Tefillah? And the answer that we suggested 2 days ago is that in terms of Kedushas Makom, Tefillah has something that Torah doesn't have. An additional dimension of Kedusha in terms of the Makom of a Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara tells us that a Beis HaKnesses, even Bechurbano, remains and retains its Kedusha. And that's because of a special Kedushas Makom that exceeds beyond and is not contingent upon the Mechitzos, the walls, the Ksalim of the Beis HaKnesses. And just like in Beis HaMikdash, there is, in addition to the Kedushas Mechitzos, the Kedushas Makom, and therefore Beis HaMikdash, Afilu B'Churbano, is Kadosh, so too we have that unique feature in the case of a Beis HaKnesses. But ask yourself the question, well, what engenders this double, this extra dimension of Kedusha, called Kedushas Makom, to a Beis HaKnesses? And we suggested yesterday that there's a halacha of Yichud Makom, that when a person follows in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu, and he designates a Makom for his tefillah, that adds a whole new dimension to the Kedushas HaMakom and to his tefillah. Okay. So Rabosai, I want to now close our discussion that we discussed, that we began 2 days ago, which Kedusha is greater, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses or the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. Let's assume, for argument's sake, for the second part of our discussion today, that both Kedushas are identical. What I'd like to know is, in the light of what we've been saying, especially in the Shitas HaRambam, that the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a reflection and perhaps a spin-off of the Kedushas Mikdash, and even according to the Ramban, who would maintain that there's an extra Kedushas Makom, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the Beis HaKnesses, is the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses identical to that of the Beis HaMikdash? We mentioned 2 days ago the Sefer HaYireim, it's on your Mar Makomas page from 2 days ago, that the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, insofar as it's a replacement of the Kedushas HaMikdash, is a Kedusha Doraisa. And Mikdash Ma'at, as Yechezkel Hanavi calls it. Well, if it's Doraisa, I might be tempted to say that it's an identical Kedusha as that of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, all the strict laws that apply to a Beis HaMikdash should therefore, ipso facto, apply to a Beis HaKnesses. However, we open up a sugya in Megillah and we find that kavod is a mitzvah, is an absolute requirement with regard to the Beis HaKnesses, just as it is with regard to the Beis HaMikdash. However, I'm not sure that the Kedushos are identical. The Rambam paskins, again in Perek Yud Aleph, Milchus Tefillah Halacha Hey, which you'll see in the middle of your page 2, that Batei Knesios uBatei Midrashos Noagim Bahem Kavod. There is a mitzvah of Kavod in a Beis HaKnesses and in a Beis HaMedrash. And therefore, Mechabdin Oso, Mechabdin Oson, Umar Bitzim Oson. Mechavdin also means we have to keep them clean And Marbitzino's son, they used to have a problem in the, back in the day, because they didn't have floored tiles, you know, tiled floors like we have today, that the floor was made of afar, of dirt. And if people use it, the afar would go up. And not only that, as a result of the afar, grass and other kinds of vegetation would grow. And that wasn't considered kavod for the makom. So we do what's called marbitzinosan. That means we flatten out the ground. And they used to water the ground, sprinkle water on the ground. This would make sure that it was padded down, it was flat, and there would be no possibility of afar going in this way, in that way, and there would be no grass. Again, we'll see that after the Churban of a Beis Knesses, then grass is actually a good thing, because that's an expression of mourning. So that's the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey, and it's actually based on a Gemara in Megillah on Daf Chaf Ches. And the Gemara there establishes that a Beis HaKnesses is mechabdin oso umar bitzin oso. If I can find this here, I'll just read it to you. Yeah, here we have it. It says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, this is a Mishnah on Chaf Ches in Masechet Megillah, Beis HaKnesses shecharav, even after its churban, we have to treat it with a kedusha. And the Gemara quotes a brisa about Beis Knesses with a whole list of things that you're allowed to do, things that you're not allowed to do. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bechurbanam manichin osan v'olam ben asavim." We allow the grass to grow. We don't do this reboots. And the reason for that is mipnei agmas nefesh, in order that it should be some sort of expression of mourning, of grief, for the destruction of the Beis HaKnesses. But if there's a Beis HaKnesses that's built, bibinyono, mechabdin osan, umarbitzin osan, kidei shelo yalu behen asovim, that there shouldn't be any grass that's growing. So this is the mitzvah of kavod, which applies not only to the Beis HaMikdash, but also to a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash as well. Now, at this point, if I were to ask you, is the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses a mirror image? Is it identical to the Kedusha of HaMikdash? What would be your answer? I mean, if we'd stop the ball right at this point. Yes. And therefore, if you take a look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Beis HaBechira Perek Vav Halacha Tes Zayin, when he speaks about a Migdash B'Churbono, he writes that Kedushas HaMigdash Mipnei HaShechina Shechinein HaBetei Lo Liolam V'Areyu Omer V'Hashimosi Es Migdash Shechem. And the Rambam, as we saw in Perek Yud Aleph Milchus Tefillah, quotes this very same pasuk to establish that even a Beis HaKnesses b'churbano has kedusha, and we have to treat it with kavod. And all this, I think, reflects the fact that kedushas Beis HaKnesses is the kedusha of Migdash, and therefore the mitzvah of kavod that applies to the Beis HaMikdash also applies to a Beis HaMedrash. And that's fine and dandy until I open up a Gemara in Brachos. And here, in Brachos, the plot grows thicker. Because all of a sudden, we get the impression that there's a fundamental difference between the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaKnesses. So let's open up. Is there Gemara Brachos here? Yeah. The Mishnah at the beginning of the ninth perek, it's one of the longest Mishnahs in the printed Gemaras. The Mishnah says, with regard to the Beis HaMikdash, Lo yekel Adam es Rosho, a person should not have any sort of kalus rosh, even before he enters into the Mikdash, even keneged Shara Mizrach, The Shaar HaMizrach has a certain level of Kedusha even before you get into the Beis HaMikdash. Shumachuva Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then the Mishnah establishes that the Kedushas Migdash extends and expands beyond the Migdash to incorporate all of the Harabayis. Lo Yikones LaHarabayis B'Makelo B'Min'olo B'Fundoso B'Avak Shal Raglov V'Lo Yasenu Kampandria U'Rikiko Mikal V'Chomer. Rashi explains that Fundoso, they used to have a belt that they would wear. It was hollow inside, and they used to keep it as a money belt. And Rashi explains that Kapandria means if you want to get from point A to point B, instead of going around, you find a shortcut. So you can't use the Beis HaMikdash as a shortcut. And not only that, the Mishnah establishes that you can't wear min olim in the Har Bayis. The min olim are also full of avak. And you're not allowed to rikiko, which means spitting, is also prohibited in the Makom HaMikdash and in the Har HaBayis. So Bosa, if you have the Mar Makomos pages, you count off from the bottom of page 2 and you'll see a sugya here in Brachos Samach Beis, because it's such a long Mishnah that the Gemara doesn't, it takes a blot until the Gemara finally gets back to the Kal V'Chomer of Rikika. And the Gemara wants to know, why is it that Rikika is prohibited in the Har HaBayis? And the Gemara quotes Rav Bibi in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, Kol HaRokek B'Har HaBayis, this is really scary, B'Har HaBayis, B'Zman HaZeh. Okay, you have to see what that means. Ki'ilu rokeik bibas eno. It's like kaviyochel, you're spitting in the face of kaviyochel. And Omar Rava, a very surprising statement, rikika bibes hakneses sharia. I remember once davening with the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Har Levracha, and I saw him do it. You know, in Olenu, you know, you've seen Chabadnik. Say, you know, but the Rebbe did it with a lot of class. I don't know, won't go into detail, but you know, it's a perfect spit. And it's all based on this statement here, in which Rava differentiates between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. We just finished establishing that Rikika is very, very bad in a Beis HaKnesses. It's repulsive in a Beis HaMikdash. It's very, Baruch Hashem, you're awake. Yeah. And it's a terrible thing, it's repulsive, but yet, in a Beis HaKnesses, it's mutter. And the Gemara says the following. What is, there's a long sugya here to justify Rava's conclusion that spitting is permissible in a Beis HaKnesses. But the bottom line of the sugya is a full amud later on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, which I quote here on page 2. It's the third source before the end of the page. Ella, the Gemara, finally reformulates Rava. Rava says the following. Ki beso. We should treat the Beis HaKnesses ki beso. Ma beso akapandria kapid inish. Okay. I don't know, but you know, yet you want to get from the, you know, from the kitchen to the porch, and you go through the living room. Your mommy might say to you, "You know, I object. Don't do such a thing." So in the bayis, we don't use the bayis as a shortcut. That would mock it off. But arikiko uminol lo kapidish. And again, there are certain countries in the world where it's very, very. It's very snowy, you know, and you inevitably for 6 months, if not 10 months out of the year, your shoes are full of snow and mud, and they don't let you track that into the home. So as soon as you get in, the first thing you do is you take off your shoes. Rabbi Sachman, I think you know what I'm talking about. Kibinog, Canada. Okay? And sometimes as an American, I would come into a Canadian house and say, "Rabbi, for you it's okay. You don't have to take off your shoes." They gave me a special dispensation. But here, in a normal case, were allowed to wear a minhal, who asks you to take off your shoes when you go into your house? Says Rava, in a Beis HaKnesses, there's no prohibition of minhal, just like there's no prohibition of rikika. What is there prohibition of? Of kapandria. That, he says, you're not allowed to do. So the Gemara wants to know why. What's the difference between middle and rikika on the one hand and kapachi on the other? Basically, the Gemara says that Rav is based on this equation between a Beis HaKnesses and Beisel. Those things that you're very careful about and you find them objectionable in a bias in your own home, those things are objectionable and prohibited in a Beis HaKnesses. But those things that you're not so careful about in your own home, those are permitted in a Beis HaKnesses, even though they're prohibited, as we saw in the Mishnah and the Dalit, in the Beis HaMikdash. So here, I ask myself the following question: does this destroy our whole thesis? We've been building and building to try to get to this point. You know, we're finally at the top of the mountain here, I thought. We have a good view. And we came to the conclusion that the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is an extension, a reflection of the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. And we gave different explanations for that. But here, we begin to see that Rava draws a line over here. And I'm curious to know, at what point does he actually draw this line? What is it that differentiates a Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, from a Beis HaKnesses? Do we have a Rambam here in Hilchos Beis HaMechira? I just want to show you.
We didn't leave it to you.
You did? Where did you leave it? You did? I'm sure it's here somewhere.
I did.
Oh, thank you so much. The Rambam says the following. Maybe we can get a clue from the Rambam. Mitzvah Aseh, Lira min HaMikdash. Rabosai, we're not talking about covet anymore. We're talking about Mora. Shenemar u'mikdashai tiro. The Ezehu Yir also, what is Yira? Says the Rambam, Shalo Yikones Adam Laharabayis, Bimakelo, Biminol Sheberaglov. He goes on and on, he has a whole list. He says, Bavak Shal Raglov. And then he goes on to say, Vim Nizdami Lo Rok. If he has spit in his mouth, Mavlio Bixuso, he's not allowed to spit on the ground. And of course, the Rambam says, Sheikones mi Pesach Zev, Yetzi mi Pesach Kenegdo, he is not allowed to be Makatsa Yoderech. And the Iser Minol and Iser Rikika, all this is codified here in the Rambam under the mitzvah of Mora. But wait a second. We quoted the Gemara Megillah on Daf Chav Ches. It's a Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda and a Braisa here on Daf Chav Ches. And the Braisa establishes Bebatei Knesios, Ein Nogam Em Kalus Rosh, and Ein Ochlim Bahem, Ein Yosim Bahem, Ein Mitailim Bahem, etc., etc. So on the one hand, Rava in Masech de Brachos allows you to wear minol. He allows rikika to Beis HaKnesses. Yet on the other hand, the Mishnah in Masech de Megillah and the Braisa therein, Mechavdin Oso, Marbitzin Oso, all these laws of Kibud apply to Beis HaKnesses. And the Rambam codifies all these laws in Perek Yud Aleph Mehilchos Tefillah. So how do I reconcile this? On the one hand, we have all these strict laws about the Beis HaKnesses, and on the other hand, Rava says that it's okay. You're allowed to spit in the Beis HaKnesses. You're allowed to wear your minolim in the Beis HaKnesses. What's the line here? I'm trying to define it. You know, it's just so vague. Anybody want to spell it out? I mean, I think it's right in front of us. Excellent. With regard to the Beis HaMikdash, we have two mitzvahs. We have Kavod and we have Mora. with regard to a Beis HaKnesses, we only have one of those two mitzvahs. We have covered, but we don't have Bona. And the question is why? If our premise is correct, that basically Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a replica, is fundamentally Kedushas Mikdash, and we gave explanations for that, why is it that we draw the line and we say, yes, if you're talking about the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses engendering a mitzvah of kibud, of kavod, you're right. It's going to be identical with Beis HaMikdash. But we're not going to go that one step further and identify the Beis HaKnesses as a Beis HaMikdash in terms of the mitzvah of Mora. Yehuda, what's the answer?
Why not?
What does Rava say? Let's go back to Rava. The key word in Rava, what's the code word here that I think gives it all away? Yechiel? One word. Four letters. Exactly. But Rabbi, add one other letter. What does Rava say? Say so. Exactly. It's unbelievable, Rava. Beis HaKnesses, with all its Kedusha, and with all its chiv kavod, is different from a Beis HaMikdash in one fundamental point, one central element. The Beis HaMikdash is whose bias? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bias. As the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu HaNavi, we recited on a Tainis Tzibur, it's my bias. Ki basi based fila yikare lechalam. It's basi. And David of El says it beautifully. We recite it during the entire month of El until after Simchas Torah, whatever your bidding is. Achashalti beis Hashem osavakish shifti beis Hashem. The bias belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are guests that are invited into his bias. And if you're invited into someone else's bias, you have to treat it with a great deal of reverence, especially if you're invited into the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. However, Beis HaKnesses, says Rava, is basic. Now, I'm not sure what he means. Does he mean that the Tzibur owns the Beis HaKnesses? Does he mean that every Yachid, insofar as he chipped in to build the Beis HaKnesses, has his own private ownership, or maybe he has ownership insofar as he's part of the Tzibur? I do know that the Gemara says that you can sell a Beis HaKnesses. You have to do it in very strict conditions, with Zion Tuvei Ha'ir, and in the Maimon of Anshei Ha'ir. But nevertheless, you can sell it. It is owned by those who built the Beis HaKnesses. There is a way of selling a Beis HaKnesses. There's no way of selling what? The Beis HaMikdash. No one can sell it.
A vizier to a shul who doesn't have any shaykhs to the building, he should treat it with Mora, while the people who davened it themselves don't have any Mora.
No, I think what Rav is saying is that if it belongs to the Tzibur, then we treat it as a bias.
Rav said the Tzibur there is every Yid, or just the people who actually participated in the building of that bias?
Maybe it belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, or maybe it belongs to the Anshei Ha'ir. That's why we say that you can be sold by the Anshei Ha'ir. But there's private ownership. If there's private ownership, we don't have a mitzvah mora. The mitzvah mora is engendered by the ownership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's no private ownership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no mora. Mora, says Rava, is engendered by Basi, by the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is my bias, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch. However, the Beis HaKnesses, we treat it as our own bias. If we treat it as our own bias, then Rava says, let's analyze what is our Kpeda. What's the level of Kpeda? If with regard to certain things we're makpid, then we know that it's a hafka of kavod. We have to be mechabed our Beis HaKnesses the way we mechabed our bias. We have to keep it clean. We have to make sure the avak is not there. People come into your house, you don't want avak. You have to make sure that that you don't use it as a compadria, you know, for a shortcut. But as far as rikika and minol is concerned, says Rav Kibeso, we're not makpid on coming into a house with minolim, and likewise we're not makfid for kika. Again, in my house we are makfid, but back in the day they weren't makfid. Says Rava, the status of Beis HaKnesses ain't a chinami, it's kedushas migdash. But there's one fundamental difference. It's kedushas migdash with the status of Beisi, meaning bias, shalat zibur. It belongs to us. We're going to treat it with kavod that we would treat our bias. But the mitzvah of mora, of reverence, applies when we enter into the Beis Hashem, when we are guests being hosted by Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here I want to share with you an insight that I heard from my Rebbe zillions of years ago in Yiddish, in a Yahrzeit drasha. And chaval, I can't find it, but hopefully I'll find it for you one day. The Rav said the following. There's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos, in Nusach Ashkenaz, we don't recite the paragraph of Yismachu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. And the Rav said, you know why we omit that? Hasidim say it. He said, because Simcha is reserved for Yontif. There is a mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. Shabbos, we don't find the mitzvah of Simcha. The Gemara says in Moikot Daf Yutes that Yontif is docha velus because Yontif is a mitzvah of Simcha, and there's a clash between Simcha and Avelus. Those two are mutually exclusive. And the mitzvah of Simcha of Yontif as a mitzvah de Ravim is docha the mitzvah of Avelus de Yachid. There's no Avelus on Yontif. Even Sfaradim, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, do not have Nicham Avelim on Yontif. Check me out on that. But Shabbos is different. Shabbos has no mitzvah of Simcha. We have two other great mitzvahs on Shabbos. Namely what? Kibud V'Onik. But we don't have Simcha. And therefore the Gemara establishes that Shabbos is Ola L'minyan Shiva. And Tosis at the beginning of Ksubis on Daf Dalet says, because Shabbos has no mitzvah of Simcha, and we calculate it within the Shiva, the Sfaradim have Nicham Avelim on Shabbos. Ashkenazim try to fit it in before Shabbos, but whatever it is, there's no central mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos like we have on Yom Tov. And in a shiur the Rav gave many years ago, he asked the question, what is this mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov? What is it all about? What makes Yom Tov superior, if you will, to Shabbos? That whereas Yom Tov shares kibud v'onig of Shabbos, but it goes beyond that, and Yom Tov has a mitzvah of Simcha, Shabbos has kibud v'onig, but not Simcha. Said the Rav, something phenomenal, that Yom Tov has Simcha because the word Simcha in the Torah is always what? Lifnei Hashem. Usmachtem shivas yomim lifnei Hashem. Yom Tov is lifnei Hashem. Why? Which mitzvah identifies Yom Tov as lifnei Hashem, aliyah l'regel? Excellent. You enter into the house of the Ribono Shel Olam on Yom Tov. And even if we don't have today the Beis HaMikdash, but we have the Kedushas Yom Tov, which is the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inviting us to be His guests, hosting us on Yom Tov. That's the essence of Aliyah L'Reg. Is Memela V'samachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. When are we in the state of Simcha? What is Simcha? You and I would identify Simcha with a bar mitzvah, with an anniversary, with a birthday, you know, well, maybe after a certain period of time, maybe a birthday is not the opposite of Simcha, but whatever it is, the alternative is a lot worse, so we'll say Simcha on a birthday. But then, halachically, the Torah views Simcha as lifnei Hashem. If a person feels the closeness to Hashem, then he experiences Simcha. What's the opposite of Simcha in Halacha? Avelus. Why? Avelus means richuk. We feel distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Avelus is all about. Simcha and Avelus are mutually exclusive. There's no possibility of experiencing Avelus al Pidin on Yontif. Yontif is Mevatel Shiva because Yontif is a day of Simcha. Shabbos has no Simcha. Says the Rav, you know why? Because on Shabbos, we are not being hosted by the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no mitzvah aliyah l'regel. We don't enter into the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. That we do on Yom Tov. But what we have on Shabbos is just the flip side. Who becomes the host on Shabbos? We do. Every single yid, as you say in Yechiel, every single family and every single household becomes the host to invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu to join us in our homes on Shabbos. Shabbos, from that perspective, is like the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, of Beitho. It's our bias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entering into our bias. Well, we need Kavod. That we certainly have to have. And the mitzvah of kibud on Shabbos means to organize the house, make sure it's clean, it should be spotless, and the table should be organized and arranged. This is in order to receive the great guest of Shabbos. Rabbosai, which minhag, which I want to show you in the Rambam, I don't know if I have a Rambam Zman in here, the Rambam waxes very poetic in Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos, which minhag, it's more than a minhag, it's a mitzvah, applies to Shabbos? Specifically as we enter into the Shabbos, that doesn't apply to Yom Tov. Which famous song that was authored in Tzfat? L'chadodi. L'chadodi is on Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov. L'chadodi means Kabbalah Shabbos. The Shechina is coming to enter into our homes, enter into our city home. The city home is the Beis HaKnesses, and we go out to receive the guest. That's called Kabbalah Shabbos. Yontif, we are guests in the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there's no Kabbalah Yontif like there is Kabbalah Shabbos. And according to many minhagim, when Shabbos coincides with Yontif, we do away with L'chadodi, because we cannot be hosts and guests at the same time, and therefore we'd rather be guests than hosts. We want to reach the level of Yom Tov with the mitzvah aliyah l'regel to enter into the Beis HaMikdash to achieve Simcha. There is, however, one dimension of Simcha on Shabbos. In Nusach Ashkenaz, there's one tefillah in which we recite Yismuchu Malchusa. Which tefillah is that, Rav Osai?
Musaf.
Musaf means we enter into the Beis HaMikdash. We're allowed to enter on Shabbos because of the unique karbon of Shabbos, which is the karbon Musaf, Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato. At that moment in time, and it's very similar to what happens on Rosh Chodesh, we enter into the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban, you should know, is of the opinion in Sefer Mitzvahs that there is a Chiyuv Halel on Rosh Chodesh Min HaTorah, but only where? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because on Rosh Chodesh we bring a karbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and Rosh Chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash is upgraded to a day of Simcha. And that Simcha engenders a chiyuv of Halel, because Halel, the Ramban says, is engendered by Simcha. The Pasuk says, V'yom Simchaschem Rosh Chodeshechem is Uvmoadechem Uvrashechem Uvrashechadshechem. What's the next part of the pasuk? Utkat. What does it say? Variosem. Variosem lufnei Hashem. The Hariosem fits into two categories. One is what's called Shira Bekli, that we blow the chatzotzos, and the other is Shira Bepeh, which is Halel. The Ramban says that Simcha engenders a chiyuv Halel, and Simcha is experienced on Rosh Chodesh, but only where? In the Beis HaMikdash. You leave the Beis HaMikdash, you're out in the Gvulim, there's no Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. It's basically a day like any other day, there's no Halel. Again, we have Halel Mishum Minog, but it's not the real Mekoy Halel. And on Shabbos, likewise, we enter into the Beis HaMikdash and we get a taste of Simcha, Yismuchu Malchuscha in Musaf, because that's the moment in time in which we'll lift Hashem, we're standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Yiratzo be His will, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us back to the Beis HaMikdash, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We should be able to achieve not just the mitzvah of Kavod and Onek, not just the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses as hosting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our bias, not just the Kedusha Shabbos when HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters into our home, but the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash Mamish, the Kedusha of Lifnei Hashem, when we become guests in the house of Hashem, the full Kedusha that has not only Kibud but also Mora, the full Kedusha in which we feel Simcha on the greatest level of Lifnei Hashem, the Meir of Yomeinu.
So you're saying that
the euro, that it's not it's 10 to 1. He's just on time.
Is that because
Alan, I'm going to talk to you. Yeah, go ahead. I may have to ask an apology. I have a meeting.
No, I understand. In the base of Mikdash, because Baruch Kaviyoko was there first, as opposed to in the base of Genesis, where we were there first, because, so to speak, when the Kaddish Baruch was also in the base of Genesis. It's also, it says every time there's a minion, there's a Kaddish Baruch Hu.
Right, but take a look at the language in the Gemara.
But he only comes after we were there for the minion.
Right.
Based Knesset,
correct.
Based
he we comes to our house. He doesn't have to come to the base of Mikdash. And that's what the Gemara says over here. On Daf Vav Amud Beis, Omer Rabbi Yochanan B'Shosha Kaddish Baruch Hu Bal Beis HaKnesset. He's got to come into our bias. And if he doesn't find 10 Miyadu Kohens, Madu I come into the base of
the commissioner. Does something interesting.
All right, show me the commissioner. But first, we'll.